Hello and welcome to episode 28 of the UFO Casters Captain Scarlet. This time we're talking about Treble Cross. Now it's interesting, having spent last week mostly slagging off Noose of Ice, that I'm going to give Treble Cross a glowing review because the idea is so good. Because there are things about Treble Cross that don't work, but because this is the show doing something new, I'm prepared to forgive them. And I suppose that's the difference between Noose of Ice and Treble Cross, in that I wasn't gripped enough by Noose of Ice to forgive it its flaws. Whereas, even though I knew what was going on with this episode, because it is quite memorable, that I'm prepared to forgive it those flaws. So the idea of the Mysterons making a Mysteron copy and then the original reviving because he happens to be found by seemingly some of the only doctors in the world that can bring dead people back to life it's a good one. It's a great one. And then Spectrum capitalising on that by using the alive person to try and fool the Mysterons is a good one. What is stupid about this episode is the idea that a major could order a test bomber with a nuclear warhead and just that be allowed to be fine. And equally, the idea that, like, the Mysterons would actually be fooled is quite comical. And then Captain Scarlet's final line about the fact that they had fooled them, and you're like, well, no, you didn't. They clearly knew what you were doing. That's kind of the whole point, which is why they left the decoy driver rather than Captain Black at the end. But I'm prepared to forgive those things. And I like the fact that the ultimate resolution of the story is in the title. You know, like, why is it, if you think about it, like, there's lots of ones where you're like, well, that's called that because Inferno is called Inferno because there's a fire in it. Codename Europa is called Codename Europa because I can't remember now, it's only a few episodes ago, but like, Flight 104 is called Flight 104 because it's about Flight 104, you know? Whereas Treble Cross is one of the more sort of opaque titles that Captain Scarlet has done. And you kind of think, okay, well, Double Cross, which is the more common phrase, is what Spectrum are doing to the Mysterons. So if you think about it, Treble Cross means that the Mysterons know what's going on and they're going to succeed in fooling Spectrum. But probably most kids, and I can't remember, but I suspect on first watch, I didn't see that. And I like the way it's directed. Now, I guess one of the things on Blu-ray is that the detail is just so much better. And maybe this is because I know how it ends, but even in the wide shot, where you can kind of see a figure sitting in the cabin of the car at the end, you can tell that's not Captain Black. And the deliberate way that they shoot him from behind should tell you that something is going on. So, but equally, if you're watching this in black and white on a tiny TV screen in 1968, and you're a kid, the intended audience for this thing, then I'm sure that you could be convinced that Captain Black was driving. And I suppose it's reminiscent of Manhunt, not only because they reuse footage from Manhunt, in complete with the Geiger counter. You're like, if you don't know, like, that's where the footage comes from, it must be slightly baffling. It's like, why is there a Geiger counter? You know, fair play to them, like, economy of effort. Like, you've got an episode where Spectrum are closing in on Captain Black already, let's reuse the footage from that. Just that shot in particular should have been edited out. But yes, the whole, like, he must have some sixth sense for danger. No, he's not been fooled by your plan. The idea that the Mysterons would have been fooled, like, they wouldn't have noticed that their Major Gravener had crashed and that a little while later another one comes out, does seem very implausible. Captain Scarlet is not the sharpest tool in the box, shall we say. I feel that there are various points where stuff is said and you're like, no, that's not actually what's going on. And the whole thing at the end of, like, maybe we can pry it open. If you can have another circumstance in which the Mysterons Mysteronize somebody and then the person they've killed comes back to life, then maybe you can use this weakness again, but it's unlikely to happen every week. I suppose another thing to say is just this whole, like, future a city, world capital, if it's destroyed, world morale will go down kind of thing. It's just another insight into the world of 2068. We know about the world government. We know about the triumvirate of Europe. We know that the political situation in the world is clearly very different and in need of this Spectrum organisation whose role prior to the Mistrons turning up was going to be some kind of world police force that happens to go on space missions. It's clearly not a utopia. There are clearly kind of things wrong with this world. This is just a glimpse of, like, clearly futurist... I don't know, or maybe they're overstating the case. Maybe if Futurist City was blown up by a nuclear warhead that a lot of people wouldn't care. I don't know. It does seem like less significant than some other other targets that the Mistrons have. Maybe it's like there's a massive population in Futurist City. I like the fact we don't even know where it is. Like, the episode doesn't tell us because that's not really what the episode is about. So there are all sorts of kind of interesting little bits and bobs. Yeah, as I say, although it has its flaws, and this is the interesting thing that I'm discovering as I'm rewatching Captain Scarlet, is that lots of episodes that I like do have kind of big flaws in them, but you're prepared to forgive them. And other ones that, yeah, I don't know, maybe I should forgive Noose of Ice more than I did last week. Maybe it's to do with the mood that I'm in when I'm recording these things. I don't know. Anyway, that's my waffle about Treble Cross. Episode order. This is 22 on the DVD, 25 on the VHS. So again, similar to where we are on the Blu-ray, but a little bit earlier in the run with that. New Mistron powers, nothing to speak of, I guess. Mistron still at large. Well, yeah, none apart from Captain Black. But the Mistron still at large that everybody's forgotten about is kind of the point of how this ends, which is quite clever. Win, loss, or draw? I'm going to say this is a draw, because obviously Spectrum succeeds in stopping the plot, but fails to capture Captain Black. And Major Gravener will be added to the Mistron Puppet Gallery, so pop over to ufocast.co.uk to have a look at that. We have just 4 episodes to go. Next week will be Expo 2068.